Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
One of the most difficult problems we humans have when our animals develop serious behavioral problems is that we want that problem solved now, if not sooner. That's certainly understandable because some of these problems are dangerous or they pose a threat to us emotionally, and so it's understandable that we want them stopped right now. This creates two problems for us. One problem is that these behaviors didn't occur overnight, so the probability of them vanishing that quickly is pretty doggone low. The second problem is that many times resolving these problems requires that we change as much as our animals. And sometimes we have to change dramatically. And the worst part is that this dramatic change, in theory, doesn't seem like that much of a change at all. Let me give you an example. Imagine if I said to you, "Today, I want you to act as a role model for your dog. I want you to display all of the patience and the self-control and the calmness that you want your dog to display." Well, I'm sure you can see the problem. If we're not patient, if we're not calm, if we lack self-control, and worse, if we define the cause of our lack of these qualities as the dog's behavior, we're in deep doo-doo. Because if we think it's difficult to get a dog to change overnight, just try getting a person to do that same thing. The logical part of our brain might say, "Well, just do it. You know, just do it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. Calm yourself." Well, it's not that easy, is it? As a matter of fact, for most of us, making those big, sweeping changes, or trying to make those big sweeping changes in our behavior, changing those habits of years, the years of reacting to the dog, telling the jumping dog down, or automatically petting the dog who bumps us with his nose. We've been at that so long, the idea of not doing it makes us feel weird. It makes us feel irritable. It makes us feel put upon. And so it turns out that when we have to make changes that are that important to us, we're better off starting by breaking them down into something really, really small. The good news about that is that it does work. You know, small successes can be transformed into bigger successes. In ethology, it's what's referred to as the confidence effect. On the other hand, we also know that relative to our animals, an inconsistent response will make behavior worse than if we don't do anything at all. So that's the dilemma. How do we do this? When I see problems like this and how difficult they are to solve, and that they aren't going to be solved overnight, I don't care how magical the pill is supposed to be, I come to really appreciate the power of acceptance, the ability not to take the animal's behavior personally. By developing acceptance, we free ourselves to develop the patience, the self-control, and the tolerance we're going to need for the long run. But until we develop those qualities in ourselves, expecting our animals to display them when we can't, well, that's really stacking the decks against our animals and ourselves.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.